Hi, I'm Tony Andrews. I'm an architect on the Microsoft Band team. And in this demo, I'm going to be showing you a new feature that we've introduced in the Band SDK recently. And this feature allows you to write applications that receive tile events and button press events from the band, your tiles on the band, even when your phone application is not running or active. So we presented our SDK first last year at Build, and so I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about that, but I do want to give you a sense for some of the features in the SDK, and then we'll talk about what we've added this year. So the Band SDK is a native SDK available for all phone platforms, and it allows you to write applications or extend your application to the Microsoft Band. So the kinds of things that you can do from the SDK are enumerating bands, connecting to the band, and then there are a whole set of sensors that you can stream data from in your applications, and there are a lot of great applications that are taking advantage of that. You can also send haptic alerts to the band, so you can send a number of different vibrations to the band. And then finally, you can create custom tiles, and this is really an interesting area. It effectively allows you to use the band as an auxiliary display for your application. So you can create one or more custom tiles, you can create your own page layouts, and we have a new Visual Studio extension that makes it even easier to build those layouts for your application. You can create multiple pages of content within each tile. You can add and remove your pages, and you can update your content as your application flow and your user experience proceeds. Now, one of the really critical parts of building an application like that is that you can receive tile events in your application so that you know when the user has opened your tile or closed your tile or pressed one of the buttons that you've placed on your tile pages. Now, in the past, applications had to be running in the foreground to receive those events. And so that limited the scenarios where that was useful. And what we've done with this recent update is allow you to receive those events in a background task. So now you can build experiences that really feel native and local to the band, even though they're really being driven by application code that's running on the phone. So we feel like this really opens up a whole new area of possibilities for band applications. And we'll go through some of the code that is involved in building an application like that. And then we'll look at a couple of demos showing you what kinds of things you can do with that. So when you're building an application like this that's going to take advantage of this feature, you really have at least two parts to the application. There'll be a foreground app, and this is where you'll do things like enumerating the band, setting up the tile, subscribing to those background events, and we'll look at how you do that. And then your manifest will also now have to declare that app service, and that's how you receive those new events in the background. So the other component of your application will be an app service. You build that as a Windows runtime component, and then as a background task, the key interface there is iBackground task, and we'll look at the implementation for that. Now, one of the things that we did at the same time as we updated the SDK is provide a helper class that relieves you of some of the drudgery of dealing with those incoming events and processing the events related to those tile events and gestures. So we'll show you how that helper class works and how it helps you. We'll look at how you implement the event handlers to receive those tile events. And then we'll look at adding code to update the tile content or send haptics in response to those events. So to give you a better sense of how all these things fit together, here's a diagram that shows all of the kind of important pieces involved in this scenario. So starting from the Microsoft Band, we have a private Bluetooth channel that talks to the background agent within the Microsoft Health app. So this is how we send various information, do notifications, and so on. And so this is a private channel that is just always maintained by our background agent. Now, when your foreground app is launched, it will typically discover the band, connect to it, maybe create tiles and so on. And it's doing that over a Bluetooth connection of its own. So it's got its own separate connection, and that's maintained within the band SDK. So you don't really have to think about the Bluetooth or the communication protocol. You're just dealing with the API and the band SDK, and it manages that communication. Now, as we talk about the code today and the additions that you'll make to do the background notification events, The new call that we'll look at is one where you're subscribing to those events. And the way that works is that you're actually, under the covers, making an app service call over to the Microsoft Health app. When you do that, it's updating a database that it maintains of what applications have subscribed to events and what tiles they're subscribing to. And of course, you can only subscribe to tile events for tiles that you've created. So when those tile events arrive, the background agent inside the Health app will deliver those to your background agent. And again, it'll do that through another app service invocation. So once your background agent is activated and you receive that event, you can now go create yet another Bluetooth connection to the band. And this is where you can start to provide that feedback to the user and really kind of build that whole interactive experience between the band and your background code. And so in effect, what you really wind up with are two somewhat distinct interfaces to the user. You've got your traditional foreground application, and then you've got this other experience that's being driven by the background agent. Now, typically in an application like this, you may have web resources that you're accessing, other things that are going on, and you may have a sign-in experience that you want to expose in your foreground app. So it'll be very common, even in experiences where the user is really focused primarily on the band, it'll be common for the foreground application to have some kind of a sign-in experience maybe, or maybe a customization of exactly what features they want to expose or see on the band. So now we'll go to Visual Studio and take a quick look at some of the code that's involved in building an application like that. Okay, so we're in Visual Studio, and let's look at our sample application. And let's start by taking a quick look at the solution structure here. So we've got a very simple UWP application here, just a single page, very simple UI. We'll see that in a moment. The other thing that I talked about before is our app service. And you can see we've got that here, and that builds as a Windows runtime component. And there's just really one file of interest here. So let's go look at the main application. Now we're going to have an install tile button on that page. And so let's look at the click handler for that button. Now the first thing we're going to do, and this is common to a lot of band applications, is we're going to get the set of bands that are available locally, and then we're just going to accept the first band. We're going to just look for the first band if there are multiple ones. Of course, normally on a phone, you would only have one band. If we don't find a band, then we'll put a status message out to the user indicating that. So assuming everything's good and we found our band, the next thing that we're going to do is connect to it. And for the purposes of this sample app, the first thing that we also do is remove the tile. And this is just so that we can run the sample over and over again and have the same flow work each time. Normally in an application, what you would do is check to see which tiles are installed and only install your tile if it's not there already. So in this case, we've removed the tile, we know it's not there, and the next thing we're going to do is call add tile async to add that tile to the band. Now we've got a helper method here that creates the tile object for us. And this is all code that we talked about last year at Build, so I'm not going to go into detail there, but there's code in there to build our page layouts, build the tile objects, set the tile icons, and so on. And we return that object here and just pass it to add tile async. Now the next thing we do is call another helper method in this class. And this one is just going to send down a string, and we've arranged to have a text control on the page of our tile. And we're just going to say, please wait. And so when the user opens the tile for the first time, they're going to see this please wait message. And what we're going to do later on in the application is arrange it so that as soon as our background task is active, it'll present a new message there, and that'll be a cue to the user that the application is loaded and ready to go. So there's always going to be a little bit of latency there as your application loads in the background. And so it's a good idea to give the user some kind of visual indication when the application is kind of live and ready to interact with. Now, the other thing that we talked about before is subscribing to the tile events. So this is how we do that. We just call background tile events, subscribe to background tile events async, and we pass it in the GUID of the tile that we want to subscribe to. Now, if we had multiple tiles in our application, we would just call this multiple times, once for each tile. And then finally, we set our status message to indicate that we're complete. So that's really all of the interesting code in the foreground portion of the application. Now let's go take a quick look at our app manifest to see what else we have to do there. So you can see in the extension section, we've added a new app service. The entry point is just the name of the fully qualified name of our class that we'll look at in a moment. And then the app service name is the name that the Windows, the Microsoft Health app is going to use when it contacts us. So when we send that subscribe call over to the Microsoft Health app, it knows who sent that event. And then when it contacts us, it knows which application to talk to. And then this name tells it which, or helps it identify actually, which service within our application is the endpoint where these tile events need to go. So that's all for the foreground portion of the application. Let's go look at the background part. And you can see we've got our event handler service here. This is the name that appeared in the app manifest before. It's implementing iBackground task. And as we scroll down, we'll see here is the sole method within iBackground task. We need to implement the run method. Now this is what Windows is going to call when it activates our task, and it gives us a task instance reference when it does that. So the first thing we're going to do in this method is take a task deferral. And this just ensures that our task is going to remain active and won't be killed while we're in the process of doing our work. The other thing that we're going to do with our task instance is arrange to be notified when Windows wants to cancel our task, and this way we can react to that event gracefully. Now we're ready to subscribe to the event handlers for the tiles. And this is the helper class that I talked about earlier. So we've got background tile event handler. We just call the singleton instance on it, and we just arrange to receive an event when each of the tile open, tile closed, and tile button pressed events occur. So very simple stuff here. And then finally, we just need to arrange to set up a listener for our app service. So because we are an app service and we know that we were triggered in that way, we can go to the trigger details on our task instance and get the cast that to an app service trigger details object. From that object, we can receive our app service connection. And now with our connection, we can arrange to be notified whenever we receive a message for that app service. So let's go look at the onRequestReceived method now and see what happens each time we receive one of those messages. So similar to above, the first thing that we're going to do is request a deferral. Now this deferral is just for the lifetime of processing this one event. The next thing that we do is go back to our tile event handler helper. This time we're going to call handle tile event on that, and we're just going to pass it the message that we just received from the Microsoft Health app. Now what that's going to do is parse that message, figure out what event that corresponds to, unpack all of the information related to that event, and then deliver that to the corresponding event handler. So when this call returns, the event handler has been called and the event has been processed. So all we need to do now is send a response message back to the Microsoft Health app. In this case, we're just sending an empty response. There's nothing we need to send to it. And we just mark our deferral as complete. So at this point, we've completed processing of the event. Now let's look at each of those event handlers. So in the onTileOpened event, what we're going to do is call a helper method that's just going to set up that connection to the band. And then we're going to send a page update. So we're just going to replace that please wait string that we sent before, and we're going to send down ready. And so this is the cue to the user that the application is loaded and that the application is ready to respond to any of button events that we want to send it. Now conversely, when we close the tile, we want to restore that back to the original state. So remember at this point, the user has already closed the tile. They're back to their main band display. But under the covers, we want to push this message down to that page on their tile so that the next time they do open that tile, they'll see that please wait message. Now, in this case, we're being really kind of blunt and direct about how we give the user an indication that the application is still loading or active. But there are a number of different ways that you could do that, and you can probably do this in a more subtle way than we're doing here. And then finally, we call a disconnect band helper just to release that, that band connection. So finally, the more interesting, well, slightly more interesting, event handler is the one for the button pressed event. So again, we're going to make sure we've got our band connection. We're going to call update page data again, but this time we're going to send it the current time of day. And this just lets us see every time we press the button, we'll just see a little bit of an update. So it'll just be something something that we can see to indicate that, yes, we've made that round trip to the phone and back. Now, there's one more thing that I want to show you that's important about how we handle these background events. So this is our Connect Band helper, and it's doing something similar to what we saw in the foreground app. We're going to enumerate the bands and then talk to the first one. But you'll notice something different here. In this case, we've got is background true. And the reason we do this is that it tells the band SDK to actually connect to the band using a different Bluetooth service. And the reason this is important is that if there's a foreground application that happens to be running at the same time, we want to make sure that we don't conflict with that application over Bluetooth resources. So this ensures that we're talking to our own unique channel on the band. Now, for the same reason, it's also important for us to release that connection as soon as we're done with it so that we don't conflict with any other background events that might be being processed by other applications. Okay, so that was a quick review of the changes that you make to your application to use background events. Now let's look at a couple of examples of this in action. We'll look at the sample code, and then I'll show you another quick demo of a richer application using this capability. Okay, so here's our demo UI with its very simple user interface. And let's go ahead and start. I'm remoting both displays, the phone and the band, to my laptop here so we can see everything that's happening on both. So let's press the install tile button, and that's the handler that we looked at earlier. Oops. And it's asking if we want to add that tile to our band. And this is something that the SDK does. Whenever you add a tile to the band, we give the user the ability to approve or reject that request. So we'll approve that. And you'll see we're updating on the band. So we're sending the tile, the icons, the page layouts, sending the initial page contents. And as we come over here, you can see we've got our new smiley face demo icon. Now, as I open that up, we'll begin to activate the background service. And we can see the ready message that we saw before. And as I press the button, we'll see the time updating. So there we are, and it's all running. Now, you may say I'm cheating, and I am. So let's go ahead and kill that guy. So now we've got a better simulation of what we really want to enable users to do. The application is not running. It's not active at all. Let's go back to the tile, open that up. We may see a little bit longer delay now because we're loading all of that in, but not too long, and the application is ready. So that was our simple demo app. Let's take a look at something a little more interesting. So this is an application that I wrote recently that effectively turns the band into a remote control for a Tesla Model S. Now the primary experience for this app, the foreground experience, is very simple. It just lets you enter your Tesla account credentials, and you can select which features that you want to expose on the band. So let's open up that tile, and you'll see I've got a similar kind of a message here indicating that the code is loading. As that loads, we'll see the message change when it's connecting to the car. Car's online. Now it's getting the car's location, doing reverse geocoding on that, and there we are. So the car is parked. It's right outside the building here. And as I scroll across, you can see the different features that the application exposes. So I can turn the AC on and off, lock on lock doors, flash the lights, honk the horn. So this is all really handy if I'm out looking for the car in a parking lot, or if I want to get the car preheated as I'm finishing dinner in a restaurant. It's great to just be able to pull out my band, flip open the tile, and get that really easy access. So this gives you a sense for the kind of really compelling applications and kind of band-centric applications that this new feature allows you to build. Okay, so you saw a couple of examples of the kind of applications that we can build with this. The next step is, if you haven't seen it already, go pick up our SDK. Our developer's site has a lot of great information about the SDK and some of the other cool things you can do with the band. Definitely look at the background tile event sample. It'll show you basically the same code that we just looked at here. So it's a great little example to get you started. And then go build cool apps. We think there are a lot of great things that you can do with this, and we really look forward to seeing what you build with it. Thank you very much.